Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're continuing our study of the book of Acts. In this session, entitled Deacons Are Chosen, we'll be looking at Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Let's take a look at those verses. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. And then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. And then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. It seems that the new community of believers, the early church, had great concern for the needy among the Christian community. We'd already seen in the previous passages in chapter 2 and in chapter 4 that this is truly the case, that they had concern for one another, and particularly those who were in greater need. Chapter 2, verse 44 and 45, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as any had need." And then in chapter 4, verse 34 and 35, "Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need." The church at Jerusalem was mostly Jewish, with some Gentiles, mostly converts to Judaism. In verse 5, the second part of it, it says one of the 7 was, "And Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch." And there seemed to be a lot of widows as well. And in chapter 4, verse 35, it indicates that the apostles administered the benevolence to the needy. It says, "And after they sold things, they brought the proceeds and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need." Well, somehow the Greek widows were missed. They were overlooked or neglected in the ministry. And that was a problem which needed to be solved. And so the apostles had 2 systems to draw from that were already operating in Judaism, the kappa and the tembai. The kappa was a weekly distribution to the needy of enough to provide for 14 meals. Every Friday it was given for the residents the resident Jews. And the tembai was a daily distribution to non-residents or transients who were passing through, of food and drink, and it was delivered to the houses where the needy were staying. And so it appears that the Christian community used elements of both the systems daily for resident church members. And verse 2 tells how the apostles handled the problem. While the apostles had the charge of common resources, the problem was a community-wide issue. The apostles had the spiritual leadership before God, so it was their responsibility. And even though they were overseers, the gospel ministry came first. And so they summoned the multitude of the disciples, and they proposed their solution to the church body. And that's in verses 3 and 4. It says, "Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." The members were to choose 7 men to administer the benevolence work in the church from among themselves with 3 qualifications. These ones that they chose, these 7 that were going to give this, who are going to have this responsibility, this administration work, they had to be of good reputation. They had to be full of the Holy Spirit. That means that they had to have surrendered lives. They had to be obedient to the Lord. They had to be allowing the Holy Spirit to fill them and to work through them. And the 3rd qualification was wisdom. God's wisdom is required to minister for Jesus Christ. And it doesn't matter whether it's in preaching or teaching or whether it's in the administrative tasks. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 8 through 13, talk about deacons. There's another passage that talked about the pastors, the overseers. But there's a passage specifically about deacons. And it gave responsibilities. It gave qualifications. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8, "Likewise, deacons must be reverent, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith with a pure conscience. But let these also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, being found blameless. Likewise, their wives must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a good standing and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus." So the apostles assigned them their ministry task. This is the proper view of deacons ministering in the body. They do it as assistants to the pastors. They don't rule over the pastors. They are assistants to the pastors who are assigned by the pastors their duties, which are primarily administrative duties in the church. The apostles addressed the problem and developed the solution. They needed only to implement the plan. They needed to select and install the servants. So look at verses 5 and 6. "And the scene pleased the whole multitude." They liked the plan that was given by the pastors. "And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid hands on them." The members liked the apostles' solution, and they chose the 7 men. It's interesting that all 7 have Greek names, not Jewish names. Stephen gets a whole lot of press in Acts chapter 6 and verse 8, all the way down to chapter 8 and verse 4. Philip gets an article written about him in Acts chapter 8 and verses 5 to 40. The other 5 men didn't get any mention in Acts beyond their names in this list. The apostles prayed for them, laid hands on them, and installed them. It's generally believed through church history that these are the beginning of the deacon ministry in the church. Ministering and witnessing. Two of them became prominent. One became a martyr. And the other five served faithfully in anonymity. What impact did the solution have? Well, it had three effects. Look at verse 7. Then the word of God spread, and the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. See, the apostles were freed to minister God's word, and they had great success. The church grew, apparently resulting from the unity in the fellowship and the witness of the deacons. And then God opened the door into the hearts of many Jewish priests. You see, when God's problems, or I should say the problems in the church, are solved God's way instead of man's way, He blesses with spiritual fruit for His pleasure. That's a good place to say amen. You have a great day.